This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, everywhere at the same time, omniscient, all-knowledgeable, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Love According to the Bible, Part 4. My text is 1 John 4:8, which states, He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. We are to agapeo God. Matthew 22:37 states, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. We are to agape our neighbor. Matthew 22:39 states, And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We are to agape even our enemies. Matthew 5:43-46 states, Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if we love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? We are not to agape your money. Matthew 6:24 states, No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is treasures. We are not to agape darkness. John 3:19 states, And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. We are not to agape men's approval. John 12:43 states, For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. The New Testament has over 200 references to agape love. Here are a few. Matthew 24:12, And because iniquity, which is unrighteousness, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Luke 11:42, But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. John 15:9-10, As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. Romans 13:10, Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. John 15:13, Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 17:26, And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Romans 5:5, And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Galatians 5:22 states, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Revelation 1:5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of dead, and the prince of the things of the earth, unto him that loveth us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Romans 14:15, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. 1 Corinthians 8:1, now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. James 1:12-5, blesses the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of the world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? 2 Peter 2:15, which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray, and far in the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Although 1 Corinthians 13 is known as the chapter on love, there is no book that speaks more about agape than 1 John. The first is that it is inconsistent and false to claim we agape love God while not agape loving other believers. We cannot love God without loving brothers and sisters who also love him. The second is that it is inconsistent and false to claim we agape love God if we do not obey him. It is impossible to love God while ignoring what he says. The two are inextricably connected. As Galatians 5:14 says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus and the Father are so at one that according to Jesus, whoever loves him will be loved by the Father and by Jesus too. The idea is that any believer who initiates this relationship of love by showing obedience, Jesus and the Father simply respond. The oneness between Jesus and his followers is a mirror of the oneness between Jesus and his Heavenly Father. John 14:21 states, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 17:23 states, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The Apostle Paul exhorted the Corinthians to remember the importance of love. He wanted them to show love in everything they did. Paul exalted love as the highest standard in this letter to the church in Corinth. Love for God and other people was to motivate everything they did. 1 Corinthians 16:14 states, let all your things be done with charity. Love is not merely an attitude of God. Love is his essence. God is fundamentally love. He alone loves in the completeness and perfection of love. The highest love of all is agape, and this is the love of God that he had for us, dying for the ungodly, wicked sinners, who were once enemies of God. It is easy to love ourselves and to love others with a filial and stodgy kind of love. But to love someone with a godly or divine kind of love, agape, we must put others before ourselves and die to ourselves in serving others. It put the interests of others above ourselves, just as Jesus died for unworthy sinners. It is an unconditional love, a love that is outwardly displayed toward others, and hopefully God, and is not based upon a person's performance or how they treat us. Agape love is the love that Christians are commanded to have for one another, and also to those outside the body of Christ. Florida Board of Education approves new rules on books and school bathrooms by Sophia Hernandez, posted August 23rd, 2023. The State Board of Education met Wednesday to approve how new Florida policies will be executed moving forward. They took action on a laundry list of policies that were passed this past legislature session, voting on new rules to make sure they follow the law as it is written. The board unanimously adopted two items. Both have to do with parents being able to request a special magistrate if they do not agree with a local school board's decision. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Out of agape love for his Father, Jesus died a painful death on the cross for our sins. Therefore, let us agape love each other in gratitude for God's love for us. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to interruption science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave His Son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day, He arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first.